An 81-year-old tugboat called the Tagish met its watery end when a cold snap cracked its pipes. Its sinking ended a decades-long restoration project for Juneau local Don Etheridge.
I had most of the deck rebuilt. I rebuilt the entire interior of it, and it scares me to think about how much I put into it.
The remains of the boat and the pollution it released were recovered by the Coast Guard and shipped off to a landfill in Seattle. Cleanup costs reached $650,000, a cost Etheridge could not cover up front. It's hard to restore old vessels to their former glory, but it can be even harder and more expensive to dispose of them.
It costs you a small fortune to get rid of a boat. It's cheaper to pay your moorage than it is to get rid of the boat.
So the Tagish floated for decades as Etheridge worked little by little to restore it. For many years, he even had it insured.
And then the insurance company notified me that they weren't going to insure it no more. The age of the boat being as old as it is and being a wood boat.
Just like that, a hobby project became a huge liability. In Alaska and many other coastal states, boats are aging. According to the McKinley Research Group in Anchorage, more than half the vessels in Southeast Alaska are beyond the typical lifespan for boats.
So the Tagish is it's a symptom of a bigger problem. We're in Alaska. We're remote. Boats are getting older. There is not an easy, cost-effective way to dispose of vessels when they reach the end of their useful life.
That's Matt Cresswell, Juneau's harbor master. Old boats have caused multiple headaches in the community over the last decade. But until 2018, the state did not require ownership titles on boats, which made it nearly impossible to hold someone accountable for cleanup costs. Rachel Lord is the former executive secretary for the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators. She helped pass legislation that required vessel titles and expanded the state's abandoned and derelict vessels program. But she says the law doesn't do enough to address the aging fleet.
These large old boats are liabilities. They're beautiful. They were part of our history. In some cases, they're still part of our working fleets. And they all have a lifetime, a clock that is ticking. And so the question really becomes, who bears that liability? Who bears that cost?
In this case, it's still Etheridge. But a bill of more than $500,000 is a significant burden for many private boat owners. When a boat poses a pollution threat that owners can't afford to clean up, the Coast Guard may be called in to dispose of it using money from the Federal Oil Spill Liability Fund. That's what happened with the Tagish.
And theoretically, you know, owners are kept accountable. But also, you know, that is not an unending pool of money that the Coast Guard is just going to be authorized to continue using ad nauseum to deal with all of our vessels.
The federal government might set up payment plans to work with vessel owners. But Coast Guard officials confirmed that their costs for vessel cleanup are often not fully recouped. Technically, federal funds are the last resort. But because vessel disposal is so expensive, that's often what it comes to. Vessels sink, and then federal funding starts to flow. Other coastal states, like Washington, have developed programs to get ahead of the issue. The state has a pool of money to reimburse municipalities for vessel cleanup and a voluntary vessel turn-in program for boat owners.
You're dealing with it proactively instead of having to deal with sunken vessels and mitigation and cleanup and all the other things that happen when a vessel starts coming apart.
Alaska has an abandoned and derelict vessels program, but that program has no state funding. According to attorney Holly Wells, who helped to write the state law, there's a lot of gray area when it comes to long-term restoration projects like the Tagish. It can be tricky to declare a boat derelict. The burden of proof falls on the state or municipality. Neither has the money to examine aging vessels. And old boats are essentially uninsurable. Juneau Docks and Harbors are discussing ways to prevent another situation like the Tagish. But they don't have a robust funding structure to deal with vessel cleanup. And Wells says it's really the state that should be taking the lead.
And the more we can do that on a state level, the better, because when municipalities are bearing the burden of adopting restrictive laws or imposing insurance provisions, that impacts their relationship with the users of their harbor and their facilities. On the local level, that can be really damning.
In Alaska, the Abandoned and Derelict Vessels Program lacks teeth and state funding, which leaves a floating liability across the state's coastline. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.